Hey everybody, welcome in. You know, today's program is all about safety, security, and I think it's about love your neighbor. We're going to talk about that through the Community Watch program. My guests are Jay Dugley and Fred Arne, and they are here to help us understand the crime prevention and communication aspects of this longstanding program and other benefits as well, and how you can get involved. How to start a Community Watch program in your area with these guys, the other guys that can teach you and help you. They are available to answer your questions and maybe even meet with you and your neighbors to explain what's going on. So we've got lots of good information coming your way today. You can use this information and you know it. It's Tuesday. It's Speak Up. My name is Barbara and we welcome you all in. So we're going to take our first break right now, and after we do that, we will be here with Fred Arne and Jay Dudley.
Start 2026 strong with great primary care. Bonner General Family Practice is excited to welcome nurse practitioner Mercedes Dirks to our team and welcome new patients of all ages. From annual checkups and preventative care to managing chronic conditions and sickness, having a trusted primary care provider makes all the difference. Start the new year strong with personalized, compassionate care close to home. Visit BonnerGeneral.org to get started with Bonner General Family Practice. A healthier 2026 starts now.
Now is the best time to have a stove corral. Replace that old poor performing wood stove with a new high efficiency Blaze King. Experience a much longer burn time while consuming 30% less wood. Blaze King manufactures the three most efficient wood stoves in the world. Sound too good to be true? Come by the Stove Corral to learn more about the Blaze King difference and the 30% tax credit. Located in Ponderay. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come by the Stove Corral.
Attention RV buyers! The National RV Show is happening January 15th to 19th at the Spokane Convention Center. Shop over 1,000 RVs, all priced to sell with huge discounts. Exclusive show-only pricing available only at the National RV Show. Free admission. Manufacturer reps are on-site stacking additional savings. No payments for 120 days on approved credit. Plus, shop like a VIP and receive an additional $1,000 off. Learn more at nationalrvshow.com.
At Parker Subaru, adventure doesn't wait. With a large inventory of Crosstreks, Outbacks, Foresters, and Ascents, your Subaru is ready right now.
New or used, Subaru has delivered decades of legendary longevity, rock-solid reliability, and award-winning safety.
With the Subaru Wilderness Package, our compact SUVs deliver unstoppable performance to every trail for every season.
Outdoor season never ends in the Northwest, and Parker Subaru has the vehicles built to handle it all right here in beautiful Coeur d'Alene.
How's college?
Wow. I'm studying power grid cybersecurity.
More efficient water infrastructure in cities.
Using AI to help process sugar beets.
AI? On sugar beets?
You know, fast intelligent load shedding, inertial compensation measures, microgrid control systems, seamless islanding.
To make sure the processing plant is safer and more efficient.
So that we all have clean water.
To make sure Idaho's power grid stays safe from attacks.
Sounds like we're in good hands.
University of Idaho is Idaho.
Panhandle Habitat for Humanity is building more than houses. They're building hope right here in North Idaho. This season, four local veterans were given critical home repairs, ensuring they have safe, warm places to call home. None of this is possible without you. Whether you donate, volunteer, or shop at the Habitat Restore, you're part of the solution. Every purchase, every gift, every hour of service opens new doors for families and neighbors in need. Together, we're building homes, hope, and a stronger Panhandle community.
All right, everyone. Join me now. Say hello to my guests today, Fred Arne and Jay Dudley. They're here to tell us about the Community Watch program. And Fred, we've talked with you before, so welcome back.
Twice.
To you.
Twice before.
And this is a topic that I get feedback on. People like it. I don't know if they're able to follow up, but they're glad that we have these programs in our areas. And maybe we're going to get some people today that will think hey, you know, I want to do this in my neighborhood, wherever I live. So talk to our audience, Fred, about an overview. What is the purpose of the Community Watch program?
Well, it's kind of interesting. The Community Watch program probably has its roots in colonial America and earlier. What they would do was they'd form, and at the time it was called militia. Unfortunately, that term has changed and it's not militia, but it was called a militia. And the militia was first an important social institution, and its secondary purpose was the defense of the community. Well, that obviously has changed. And the modern version of the Community Watch Block Watch finds its roots in the late 60s and officially became an official program in 1972, and it was sponsored by the National Sheriff's Association. And I had the pleasure in 1972 of photographing the first Community Watch program in Marin County. Oh, I'm sorry. A state south of Idaho.
That's okay. We love our people from California, especially when they stay there.
I think I've been here long enough, so that.
Exactly. So, it is mostly a defense, a security, a safety mechanism where people get to, but there's also the social aspects to it also, the get-togethers.
Well, we try and let the groups set their own tone.
Okay.
And what we generally do is try and provide them with whatever tools they feel necessary to make their community safer.
Okay, but the tone is to for people to come together to be aware of what's going on in their neighborhood, to watch out for each other, and the old standby, if you see something, say something, call, because
yep.
That's what it's all about. So are you trying to avoid that some use more guns and others don't? Others feel like maybe...
Oh, this is Idaho.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Everybody's got guns. When we tried to organize a neighborhood watch group, we've talked to them at gun shows, prep shows, and that kind of stuff. A lot of people say, we've got our own block watch. We don't need to have... They think the government's going to come in and take care of it.
Right.
What it is, it's just your local neighbors is all it is where you get together because you know what belongs in your neighborhood.
Right.
One of the big things we had was we had a big thing out at Church of the Wildwood on Sagal Road out by the Bird Museum.
Uh-huh.
They're having a lot of break-ins. And they wanted to organize. So we had a group of people out there. We met at the Church of the Wildwood. Fred was there. We had like 95 people that were there that were angry because their houses were being broken into. So what we did is we organized, came out and we talked, gave them all the information that they needed. And after that meeting the very next day, I was going to drop off some information to one of the Block Watch captains. And when I didn't have my gear on, and when I pulled into their driveway to drop off the stuff, I was followed in by two people in trucks wanting to know what I was doing there.
What were you doing there?
So when they recognized who it was, I said, see, this is the system, and this is how it works.
Yeah,
You're ever vigilant in your area. You know who belongs and who doesn't belong.
Yeah.
Actually, the simple word for that is situational awareness.
Right. Yes.
We really work hard to get people to stop and think about what it is they're seeing. A lot of people look at stuff and it doesn't register what they're seeing.
Right. To make them more aware of what's going on. So they begin, if I'm understanding, to recognize the vehicles that do
Correct.
Belong here and the vehicles that don't belong here seem to be.
And the problem that they had with the break-ins is that they caught the kids that were doing the problem because they're ever vigilant. And they ended up, I guess, prosecuting the two kids, and they got a lot of the stuff back because they plea bargained down to make sure that they
All right.
In carpentry stuff.
Well, I want to back up a little bit. We're rolling into, you know, the actual work of it. I'd like people to understand, how do they get started? If someone is listening and they think whether they're in a rural area or in town or neighborhood, how do they get started, Fred, in doing, or Jay, do you want to answer this one, a block watch program? What are the requirements, well,
first,
if you will?
First, let me say, before it was, we were exclusively a county organization, and the sheriff has since talked to the police chiefs in the area who didn't want to themselves, but said, sure, if people want to have a block watch, a community watch program in town, we're more than willing. So
they're more than willing what? To let that happen, but they don't support it?
No, they support it. Yeah, they support it, but they didn't want to sponsor it.
Okay, I get that. So what do people need to do if they're listening and they think, you know what, I'd like to explore this for my neighborhood?
What we tell them, like at the gun shows and stuff when we have the booths, when they come up and they want to know about the program, we tell them that what they need to do is they need to get together with their neighbors, you know, 4 or 5 minimum, up to 15, 20 if they want. Or get them all together, meet at somebody's house, call our office, talk to Mike. I can't pronounce his last name. So
that's okay.
It's Mike. And what he'll do is he'll organize, he'll call, and maybe Fred and I will go out and talk to him, bring him all the information that they need to set up. What we try to do is we try to have, we equate it to like a wagon wheel.
Okay, before you get into that wagon wheel, so I'm really impressed that, you know, just 5 people or 10 people can get together. It doesn't have to be the biggest thing in the world.
No, it doesn't.
That's important. And the other thing is, what is that phone number that you talked about? What is the phone number to get a hold of Mike or somebody who will say, yeah, we can set up an information meeting for you and your neighbors?
Give me 2 seconds and I'll get it for you.
Okay, we're looking that number up. And you may get Mike, you might get somebody else, but it'll be somebody answering the phone.
What you do is you call the sheriff's office and you tell them that you want to talk to the person in charge of
neighborhood
watch.
Oh, it's the sheriff's office we're calling.
Yes.
Okay, there's an information, not 911, guys.
No.
What's the number, Fred?
208-946-8429. And that is Sheriff Wheeler's executive assistant.
All right. Is that Mike?
That's Mike.
And I have a tough time pronouncing
that's okay.
it as well.
It's okay.
Bam.
That's okay. So it's 208-946-8429. And you're going to be talking to someone in the sheriff's office. His name is Mike. And then he will get in touch with you guys or someone the Community Watch program to schedule an information meeting. I like it. That's really easy.
Yes. Just set it up, pick a date, and where we need to go. And Mike will call one of our volunteers. We have like 20, 25 volunteers. We each carry different areas. Some are out in Priest Lake area. Some are out in Old Town. Some are, you know, Clark Fork, Craig Nelson, who's I'm filling in for because he just had surgery, so
right.
He couldn't make it. So
right.
That's the only reason I'm here. So,
well, we're glad you're here,
well,
Jay.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've already established that this is affiliated, if you will, supported by the Bonner County Sheriff's Office. So let's dig into that a little bit. What is the support that the Sheriff's Office gives? I mean, they're like a contact point to set up an information meeting. What else does the Sheriff's Office do for the Community Watch program to help it along?
Well, any training that anybody wants, the Sheriff's Department will arrange for that. In the case of the radios, the Sheriff's Department has foot the bill for the repeaters that we're installing. They provide us with the uniform, basically any
us,
support?
Us being the volunteers. Neighborhood Watch gets a uniform.
Right. We have two, there are two levels. You have the volunteers, and then you have the Community Watch.
Excellent.
And
all right.
The Community Watch will have a watch captain. The watch captain is vetted by the sheriff's department. They do a background check on them.
Yes.
And then the folks that are under the watch captain, that's their group.
In the neighborhood, that's right. their group.
That's why they get vetted. They get vetted because any information that we have at the sheriff's office that we want to send out to different groups, neighborhood watch groups, community watch groups, we make sure that they're vetted, the block watch captain is vetted, because all the information we send to them, and we know it's safe to send it to them. And then that's the wagon wheel approach. The block watch captain disseminates all that information out to their members of their group of all the information that we're sending them.
So that's one of the requirements of setting up a group. We need a group, what'd you call it, a watch commander?
Watch captain.
A watch captain.
Yeah, block watch captain.
A block watch.
And sometimes even a block watch assistant captain.
Okay.
In case somebody's out of town or something, they can be the contact point.
So that's something they have to go through to make that happen. That's an important step for sure.
Sure.
That they're vetted.
It's painless.
Yeah. Well, I've been...
You have something to hide.
Yeah. No, I mean, 100 years ago, they did full field FBI checks before you could join the Peace Corps back in the day when it was, I don't know, it was just a crazy thing. They don't do that much anymore. How else does the sheriff, do they pay for signs? Do they help, you know, support? That's a yes.
Yes. We have signs that we give... each member of that group, after we have our talk, usually we'll go out to the house.
And they say, yes, we want to do this.
And we come out, we'll talk to them. And when we come out, we'll bring all the information we have for the Block Watch group. We also have signs that we give everybody. What they do is they have to sign up to make sure that they're a member of that group.
Mm-hmm.
And then we give them signs. And then at the gun shows and that kind of stuff, prep expos and stuff that we have, they'll come up to us and say, hey, you know, I have a sign, but it's really, really bad. Can I get a new sign?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
And if you need a new sign, all you have to do is go to the sheriff's office, talk to Mike, and tell him that you'd like to have a new sign, and he'll give you a sign.
I'm also thinking that we're using two words. I was told Community Watch, but you're using Block Watch.
They're
so it's one and the same, interchangeable.
Yes. Yes.
I'm seeing the help that the sheriff's department's giving. Who does the training? You guys do, if they say, yes, we want to do you guys go out and help train the group, come up to maturity in what they're doing as a Block Watch or Community Watch group?
Basically what we do as a scrub.
Well, I was going to say, if we have an expertise in an area that they're asking for, I'll give you an example. We ask our radio people, the people that we're enabling to use the repeater system, to take a 1-hour training program, and we have a volunteer who does that. He at one point in his past was the IT person, was an IT person and a communications expert for the Naval Special Warfare. And he has an expertise in that area. And so, yes,
so that's
if we have an expertise. If we don't have the expertise, we'll find someone who does.
If what I did was, I had 30 years in the fire service. So a lot of times they'll want to talk about fire protection for brush fires and setbacks and that kind of stuff. And new construction if they need to get a cistern so they can have a water source in case something happens to the house. So that's basically my experience that I bring. And I used to be, in my other life, I used to be a block watch captain for the city I came from, south of Boise. I was a Long Beach fireman for 30 years.
Okay.
So I was a block watch captain there. So when Sheriff Wheeler wanted to start a neighborhood watch program, I told him, I said, well, in my other life, I used to be a block watch captain, so I can help you. So we've been doing this for like 10, 11 years now. So
what we can establish for our listeners is that in addition to what they might think is training, like how to be vigilant, know the cars that are here, they could also get information about radio communication, as that may or may, you know, certainly for a rural area, that would apply.
Sure.
Or even fire protection, other kinds of things.
First aid.
They can be first aid. That they can be vigilant to.
Yes.
And they can get training for that. All right, we are up against our next break. We're going to take that break right now.
When you give to Better Together Animal Alliance, your donated items become food in a bowl, warmth in a kennel, and a second chance for a pet waiting for a forever home. Your generosity helps animals heal, find love, and begin new chapters, while also keeping usable items out of landfills and caring for our shared environment. As a heartfelt thank you, you'll receive a tax-deductible donation receipt and a 20% off coupon to use at our thrift store. Together, we're creating brighter futures, one donation at a time.
Let Thick and Thin Beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, or desktop. There's something special and satisfying about building your home using local wood. Its beauty and strength are hard to beat. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out the website, tntbeams.com.
New year, big savings on feed right now at North 40 Outfitters. Get up to $4 off poultry feeds, equine feeds, and up to $5 off cattle feeds from popular brands like Country Companion, Eden Feeds, NatureWise, North 40, and Purina. Stay warm out there with 30% off all Smith & Rogue Stokey coats and flannels, plus 25% off winter and insulated footwear. Find these savings and more online and in-store at North 40 Outfitters. North 40 Outfitters. Outfitting, work, and play.
Say yes to a healthy new year with a YMCA membership and make your Y the place to get healthy. At the Y, there's so much more than fitness classes, pools, and gym equipment. There are programs that support the whole health of your entire family. And right now, you can get started with no join fee, up to an $88 savings, and no contracts. The YMCA is a place where everyone belongs, and wellness is more than just a buzzword. From swim lessons and activity spaces for youth and teens to yoga and pickleball. Check out everything the Y has to offer by visiting ymcainw.org. When you add it all up, a Y membership delivers exceptional value month after month. There's never been a better time to join. Make the YMCA your place, too. Visit ymcainw.org today. Prorated membership dues apply. Offer good through January 31st.
It's a new year and the perfect time to prioritize you. At Kiniksu Community Health, we believe whole health means caring for your body and your mind. Schedule your annual medical visit today and discover our behavioral health services, because mental wellness is just as important as physical health. Start 2026 off right with Kiniksu Community Health. Call us or visit kchni.org to learn more. Your healthiest year starts here. Kiniksu Community Health. Whole health for your body and mind.
News Talk 97.1, KSPT, KBFI.
Hey, everybody, we got it going on for you today with Jay Dudley, Fred Arne. They're with the Community Watcher. Maybe you've heard it called Block Watch programs here throughout Bonner County, both in the rural and in the city. These programs and the involvement of citizens to watch out for each other, to stay safe, are really effective, really important. And if you're interested, then there is a number to call at the Sheriff's Department, and they can put you in touch with these volunteers that are the ones that will come out and educate you and help you and get you all lined up. If you're interested, five people six, seven, eight, 10 people can form a block watch or a community watch, even out in the rural areas. So here's the number, 208-946-8429. You give that number a call, and they can help you at least explore the idea. So I have a question. I think I'm beginning to understand how the Sheriff's Department, why they're involved to help with signs and uniforms and some financial help and certainly training help. But what's the benefit to the Sheriff's Department? What kind of benefit do they reap from citizens out there being ever vigilant?
14,000 eyeballs.
Yes. If there's something that happens in the area, especially if a sheriff deputy shows up and stuff, they know what's going on in their area, and they can communicate with the deputy when he comes in, give him more information and stuff. And any stuff that you have that's going on in your area, you can call Mike at the sheriff's office and tell him, hey, we've got a problem out here. We need to have it handled. So he can contact a deputy or something like that to come out and talk to him about it. If there's any problem.
That's really impressive because the information and the benefits flow both ways.
Correct.
Both information from what the sheriff's office knows what's going on maybe in your area and what you can tell the deputy if they come because you're seeing some things go on. So 14,000 eyeballs, is that like a real number? Is like you think we've got 7,000?
We have 2,000. Jay's got the numbers on that. But the way that happens,
I want to know those numbers. Why?
We have approximately 2,181 people that are members of Block Watch.
Does that count the volunteers or
no?
No, we have like 25 volunteers.
Oh, okay, so we've got like over 2,000 people.
Over 2,000 people, and then we have 122 Block Watch captains.
That is so awesome.
So that's a lot of people.
I'm feeling safer already, and I'm not even in one of these things.
So part of the training is what I said: situational awareness. If you've never dealt with any of this before, you've never been asked to be able to watch something and then describe it back, it's very difficult for you to do. But if you get a little bit of training in situational awareness, then you become a much better witness and therefore give better information to a deputy.
Isn't that the training for police officers, TSA, any kind of security guards, any kind of people? We have security guards at our church, and they probably come from backgrounds like you guys where you have been taught and trained and experienced to be aware of to see what's going on. Those of us that have not been trained, we're just kind of, I don't want to say clueless. Okay.
You just don't know what you're saying.
We don't know how to identify what we're seeing. We don't recognize it as a signal, as a red flag, as something. And so that in and of itself is, for me, the benefit of this program, to get everybody kind of safely and coherently looking around and seeing what they need to see for themselves and for their neighbors. What are some of the benefits? Let's get into the details, the crime prevention or the newsletters. I'll start with, who should I start with?
Well, we have a newsletter. We have a newsletter that we send out to all the Block Watch captains so they can disseminate it out to their group. Craig Nelson, who's been on the show before, he's the one that
puts it together.
What's in the newsletter?
All sorts of information on what's going on, different things that are going on in the area. Problems that they have, places that you can go and hook up, like Nexel. You got Nexel. I don't know if you.
I do. I have it. Yeah.
That's the program of Nexel. Also, the sheriff's office has an app that you can go to now. If you go to your app section and go to Idaho Sheriffs and plug in Bonner County, you'll pick it up and you can have it on your phone, and it'll tell you everything that you need to know.
So it talks about maybe some rise in a certain kind of crime that's going on.
Correct.
Or scams that are going on.
And there's a few scams that are going through Bonner County right now. I guess the sheriff's department had a problem with people calling up wanting money sent to the sheriff's office, and we don't do that. Sheriff's office does not call for money. The planning department has been having some problems with letters that have gone out.
Oh, yeah. You owe a bill. Here's a bill.
Exactly.
From the planning.
And you have to pay it through an electronic transfer, which they do not do. You do not do that.
I resist paying my Visa bill every now and then. I mean, I never would give anybody any money over the phone unless it's, I mean, you know, you just
some of them
don't,
are pretty good.
Don't do it.
I equate this.
I'm your grandson. I'm in Somalia and I need money. What?
Sure.
I don't think so.
Sure.
Go away.
Yeah. Well, and any
but
of these
it
scams.
Is true not to make a joke out of it. It is. It can be somewhat easy for some people. I'm just way too suspicious.
Well,
I don't trust anybody.
There are people.
I'm
out
only
there.
Beginning to trust you, Fred. So.
Well, communication is a key. You know, communication is a key. If you don't know this is happening.
That's
then,
true.
Then you become potentially more vulnerable. So yeah. Being able to talk
so
to each other.
So this newsletter is really important, and the dissemination from the captains out
yes.
to the people.
Yes.
What about, let me see, neighbors get to know their, what about the social connections, the way that this really creates some coherence in the neighborhood where you know who your neighbors are?
We recommend that when they have a group, that they get together at least the very minimum, once a year, have a barbecue, update your lists, phone lists, and who's moved out, who's moved in, and that kind of stuff. But you need to better communicate with your neighbors to find out exactly what's going on.
Yeah,
because I'll have people to call me and tell me, hey, your garage door is open. Are you home, or what kind of deal is that? So
I have neighbors, and for the most part, you know, I always know when they're traveling. I always know. And they've got friends now that are staying in their home even though they're not there. I was alerted to that. So that strange green van that's parked next to me or there,
sure.
I know who it is or I know what it is. So that's really, really important. You know, the other thing, posted signs. We were talking about the sheriff's office provides signs, Fred. So are they really effective?
Extremely effective.
Tell us how. Yeah.
That's of the feedback that we get. That's probably the strongest.
Deterrent.
People drive through and they look at that and they go, okay, well, these guys are paying attention.
Right. And they've been trained.
And
they're looking.
On. Right.
They move on to something
right.
that looks easier.
Yes.
They'll move over to your neighborhood.
You know, that's true. I think that's true of anything. Just don't be an easy target. You know, pay attention to where you are in the parking lot. Pay attention to what's going on around you. I don't know.
The biggest thing is snowbirds. You know,
yes.
if they leave, your neighbors are watching your house for you.
That was one of my questions. Is there more crime? Now, this is like particular to Bonner County. We have a lot of snowbirds, and we have a lot of people that, you know, they come in the summer, and they're strangers. We don't know who they are. So when do we have the most crime? Is it when the houses are empty or when we've got all these people running around that we don't know?
It could be either way. A lot of times, because of the snowbirds that leave town, that's the problem we had out at Sagal Road was people were robbing places because they know there are snowbirds.
They knew they were empty.
They have the drones. They fly the drones over. Okay, there's nobody there. There's no tracks going up and down to the house. So they know that there's nobody there. So the problem they had was that the people that were robbing the places, they because some of the driveways are a quarter mile long.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
We've got some people that got some.
And not plowed, maybe.
Well, yeah, that too. But what they'll do is they'll drop a tree at the entrance, and they'll come in the back way, and they'll start robbing the place, knowing that if anybody's trying to come in, they hear the chainsaws, they know, okay, somebody's trying to get into us. So they go ahead and they leave. So
yeah, well, that's
but you have to watch the you have to watch
for
yeah
words.
That's and summertime when you have rentals, a lot of people rent their houses out to people are coming into town because they want to do the boating and stuff on the lake. They have a problem. Some of the problems that you have with that is that you have people in your house that sometimes there's been episodes where people are renting the house. And then they're taking some of the stuff that belongs in the house, and they're selling it on eBay.
Don't trust anybody.
Yeah, you can't.
Anyway.
You can't.
Don't trust
so you have
anybody.
To be careful.
Honestly,
so
even if it's your family,
yeah,
I don't know.
We're going to be looking up at Priest Lake. Priest Lake is growing by leaps and bounds, and and we don't have as strong a presence up there as what we would like to. A lot of snowbirds up there, And so we're probably going to be doing a little more recruiting up there. I know that Mike and I are going up on the 22nd, if I remember correctly, and we'll be programming radios up there and trying to develop a little stronger presence up there.
Right, and a stronger communication system. We're going to get to that radio system and how important it is in the next segment. Before we move away from like all these benefits of safety and security and neighbors knowing neighbors, so and this vigilant awareness that really is a skill set, right?
Correct.
And you know, it's you just need to be reminded that to pay attention to what's going on. There's a phrase, and I don't know whether it was you guys the last time or where I got it, Fred, but it's unite and educate. It's like, what does that mean in the framework of this Block Watch, to unite and educate?
Pretty self-explanatory, I think.
Go ahead, remind our audience what the benefit is.
Well, you know, it's like I just said. If there's something happening in your neighborhood and you don't know about it, you become potentially more vulnerable. It's easier for someone to dupe you. It's easier for someone to watch your house, see you leave, and go burglarize it.
Exactly.
And if you know your neighbors and you communicate with your neighbors and you're getting information in, then it makes you much, much, much safer. Much
yeah,
safer.
Exactly. And that's through education and being together in this to watch out for each other.
Right.
All right, we are up against, I can't believe it, our last break. We're going to take that break right now. We have a lot more information coming your way, so stay with us.
Sandpoint Superdrug has all their holiday decor on sale, so stop in now for the best selection. Also, check out their hardware department for your winter maintenance. Traction sand, snow shovels, ice melt, and easy heat products that can help keep your surroundings safe. Visit their nutrition center for your health needs and talk to an associate about their clinical services that are now available. Happy New Year from Sandpoint Superdrug, your one-stop winter shop.
North Idaho, adventure is calling, and you do not want to miss this. The North Idaho RV Show is rolling into the Kootenai County Fairgrounds January 22nd through the 25th. Shop huge show-only deals on travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Plus, feel the thrill with Post Falls Power Sports bringing the adrenaline. Sponsored by Bobby Combs RV Centers. January 22nd through the 25th, the North Idaho RV Show. Be there and get ready to roam.
Hello, Don Thomas here with Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and today I'd like to underline the word glass in our business title. A lot of folks, after entering our showroom with all its beautiful displays, are surprised to hear that we also have a 4,000-square-foot shop in the rear of our store. Outside of auto glass, we are a full-service glass outlet. The list is long of all the products and services we can offer to the homeowner or builder. We're talking custom mirror and shower glass, interior and exterior glass railing, skylights and deck cover systems, and even simple picture frame glass and ceramic stove glass. And how about those foggy insulated glass panels blocking a clear view out of your home? You will be pleased to learn how easy it is for us to make those windows and patio doors look brand new. I also need to mention that at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, we're fortunate to have some of our area's most experienced installation and service teams on hand to help make sure that your glass, window, or door project turns out just the way you want it. Building your trust since 2007, it's time to head to Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. That's the place to go.
Let Thick and Thin Beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, or desktop. There's something special and satisfying about building your home using local wood. Its beauty and strength are hard to beat. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out the website, tntbeams.com.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Keep your fun running perfectly with expert service at Wheels and Waves in Sagal. We service Mercury Marine engines, plus Hisons, Argo, Cub Cadet, UTVs, and other power sports machines. Get trail ready and water ready today. Visit wheelsandwaves.com for reliable service.
News Talk 97.7.
everybody. My guests today are Fred Arn and Jay Dudley. They are volunteers with the Community Watch or the Block Watch program right here in Bonner County, affiliated with the Bonner County Sheriff's Department. This is such a good program. It's so important. You don't have to be big and you know, you can just reach out to them and they'll come in and help you get organized in town or in a rural area so you can be more vigilant and not be the victim of crimes. Plus, you get information from the sheriff's office that will help you. So let's give that number again.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to correct real quick.
Oh, yes.
And that is that we are sheriff's volunteers. So we volunteer for the sheriff's department. And we work, and I'll give you an example. As a news photographer for 30 years, about a year and a half ago, I did formal portraits of all of the employees for the sheriff's department.
Right.
So we volunteer for other stuff as well.
Right.
So it's not just...
Okay, so the volunteers of the Community Watch are actually volunteering for the sheriff's department.
Right.
Well, these sheriff's departments affiliated.
Of which part of is the Community Watch.
And that's why you're calling Mike at 208-946-8429. He's with the sheriff's department, and he's that conduit to get in touch with these guys and other volunteers that can teach you and help you and get you started. 208-946-8429. And that's his desk number.
Correct.
If you just call the sheriff's department and ask for Mike and the Community Watch information, I'll bet you can get directed. Because it'll be easier for them to get that sheriff's
department number. That's his cell number.
Oh, it's his cell phone we're putting out.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, Mike's, call the sheriff's office.
Mike's going to appreciate that.
I
can't believe
I
you
will.
Gave that out. Oh, my gosh.
Fred did, not me.
Fred did. Fred did. All
right. That's his sheriff's department cell phone.
Okay.
It's not his personal cell
phone. Okay, awesome. Well, let's take a look. We're running out of time here. Let's take a look at the radio communication, Fred. What is so important about that? How does that work?
Well, since we last talked, we now have 5 repeaters set up, and we're in the process of determining what areas can hit what repeaters so that we know who can transfer information. The FCC really frowns on tying GMRS repeaters together, so we can't go from repeater to repeater. So what we have to do is determine which repeater
service
what area.
Is this with cell phones or those radio phones, or shortwave?
GMRS.
GMRS.
It requires an FCC license, of which you do not have to take a test to get. You simply have to pay a fee. And we require that the watch captains or their comm people have a GMRS license and that they take a 1-hour training program to be certified to use the Sheriff's Department repeaters.
What kind of radio are we talking about? Tell me what the radio is. Where do you get these radios?
It's a UHF. It's in the 450. I'm doing that from memory, and I shouldn't. It's in a professional band, basically. It's
okay.
Very clear communication. It's not CB or anything like that.
Okay, and so it's a specific radio that people need to learn about the captain. If somebody's forming a group, they're going to have a group captain. He's the one that's going to get this radio. Does he buy that radio himself?
Well, yes. He's the one that's authorized to be able to use the repeater system.
Right.
So
with a radio, I mean,
right.
He needs a radio to use the repeater system. All right. Plus, he buys that radio. What do these radios cost? Just
the quickest,
curiosity.
Easiest way to find out about all that is do a search on Amazon. For GMRS radio. And you can get them for as little as $23.
But I can't use the sheriff's repeater stations. Or maybe I can.
Well, a lot of the radios will actually glean all of the information necessary to be able to use it. The problem is that it's a tool for the sheriff's department. We don't own the frequencies. The frequencies are owned by the people.
So what's the radio for the community block watch? What happens?
To be able to disseminate information and to talk to each other. So
captain to captain.
Captain to captain. If you've got someone who's stealing mail in your neighborhood and the guys over in Clark Fork have no clue that this is happening, you come up on the radio and say, hey, we just had this happen. The guy's driving a white Nissan pickup truck. Anybody see anything like that? I mean, you know, and so once again, it's like I said, communication
really
and information
important,
is critical.
Really important communication. What about from these UHF radios? Does that communicate with the sheriff's department also?
No, but we have
you guys. You're just communicating with each other.
We're communicating with ourselves,
and they let you use the.
But we have discussed. We have discussed putting GMRS radios in the sheriff patrol cars,
so they can hear what the captains are talking about.
Jake,
or they can
listen
talk
to
the captains.
They can actually talk to the captains. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The problem is you have to have your radio on.
Right.
A lot of people don't have the radio on. Unless something's going on in their area, then they'll turn on the radio.
This isn't the kind of radio we had on our boat, is it? Is this my boat?
Similar.
Similar. Just UHF is not ringing a bell. Where you had different bands and you could only alert on whatever it
16,
was.
16, channeling cell 16.
And then you'd go to 68 or 69 if you wanted to chit-chat about where you were getting fish.
Kind of.
That's what we were talking about.
Well, the repeaters have what's called a subtone, and that's what triggers the repeaters.
So these are different radios and different frequencies.
Correct.
Yes.
From the boating,
right.
The boating people.
Yes.
All right. I like it. Well, Jay, I have a question for you, and this is, we're getting down to a couple of minutes here, but as you're a volunteer, I'm assuming you're a group captain, or you were a group captain at one point.
At one time, yes.
What do you really like about this program? If you were talking to somebody and saying, this is really a good program, what would it be?
I've gone to just about every gun show, every prep expo, Pondere days, where we set up a booth. I like talking to people about our program, about how effective it is for their area and what they need to do. Sometimes when you talk to these people, they say, we got it. You know, it's Idaho. We got it. We understand. But those that want to get together and meet their neighbors, because sometimes there's neighborhoods where you don't even know your neighbor.
Yeah.
You don't know who belongs in your area, who doesn't.
Right.
But I like getting across the point that you need to know your neighbors a lot better.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because it's that knowledge of each other. Plus, when you get to know people, you really start caring for them.
Sure.
You know about their kids or who's in college or whatever's going on. It really creates bonding and caring. And then, plus you're getting educated on how to be alert and how to be vigilant.
My neighborhood. In my neighborhood, we have 8 houses. I've got great, great neighbors. They take care of the old guy.
Is this rural or in town?
It's just across the bridge. So it's in Sagal. So
okay.
It's just across the bridge.
A little bit rural.
Yeah, a little bit rural. But I've got great neighbors. And every neighborhood has their bad apple. But most neighbors are really, really good, and they get along great.
And this can be a really effective way for them to be even better, even more caring for each other, and really do a good job. You guys are awesome. I don't know how many years you guys have been volunteering and involved in this, but I just cannot tell you. I mean, I'm sure all of your people in your groups and the sheriff's office appreciates you. So thank you so much for all that you do. Fred Arn, Jay Dudley, thank you for your service to the community and for being with us here
today. Thank you for
today.
Inviting us. Yes, thanks for inviting.
My pleasure. Yes. I'll have you guys back. I like this. It's an important program. Hey, everybody, come on back next week. I'll be talking with Steve Smith. He's a candidate on your primary ballot this spring, seeking to serve as a Bonner County Commissioner. That's Steve Smith next week. And if you've been hanging out with me for a while here, I'm all about America 250, celebrating America. And today's quote is from one of our founding heroes. It's Patrick Henry. Now, you've heard of Patrick. He was a renowned lawyer. He was the first governor of Virginia, and he's that give me liberty or give me death guy. But I have a different quote from Patrick Henry. He said, "The battle, sir, is not to the strong alone. It's to the vigilant, the active, and the brave. Close quote. That just fits so well with the purpose and the pleasure and the beauty of the Community Watch program. So God bless America. Until next week, this is Barbara saying take care of yourselves and each other. Please slow down out there, and may God richly bless you, my friends.